for members only. Golf Smarter number 252, recorded on October 12, 2010.
SmarterPodcasts.com. Delivering sound advice.
Play where you want, when you want, with whom you want.
This is Golf Smarter. Sharing tips and insights from golfers and golf professionals to help lower your score. It's worked for your host, Fred Green.
Welcome and thanks for downloading another episode of the Golf Smarter podcast for members only. I really do appreciate you being a member and glad you're here to check this one out. Because today our guest is a man who saw an opportunity and seized it. If you've been paying attention, you're quite aware that the global economic situation has had a serious effect on the golf industry. More courses are being closed than being built. More players are leaving the game than starting, and many of the lesser private courses are struggling to stay open. Well, McRedmond Morelli, speaking to us via Skype, is a driven entrepreneur who recognized the problem and last year created a company called BoxGroove.com. I'll let him explain it. Welcome to Golf Smarter for Members Only, McRedmond.
Oh, welcome, Fred. How are you?
I'm doing fine, thanks. Thank you so much. We had been talking on the phone together for almost a year now about your idea.
That's right. It'll be a year in November.
That's right, which is probably a few minutes away. And for those who are listening in November, there you go. It's been a year. But you are an entrepreneur. You are a golf nut. And you have brought them together to create a unique idea, to say the least, and I'm a big fan of what you're doing, and it's about time that we get to share it now with the Golf Smarter podcast audience.
Well, thanks. It's been a challenge, that's for sure, and it's been fun to marry, obviously what my passion is golf, and to try and work in the space, it's a great opportunity.
but it's backfiring on you because you thought you were going to get to play golf, didn't you?
that's right. Let me just warn all the golfers out there. If you want to play golf, don't get in the golf business.
That's right. That's right. When I was working around Major League Baseball and stuff, and I'd get young people coming to me all the time going, oh, I love baseball so much. How can I get a job in baseball? It's like, whoa, wait. If you love baseball, you don't want to work in baseball. If you love the business of baseball, then go get a job. But if you love being a fan, you don't want to do that because then you have to go to all the games and you have to stay for the entire game. And then you start hating baseball after a while.
Well, that's the same thing with this. I mean, I thought I would get the opportunity to play a lot of golf and, it's far from it. But, we're building a great company and the other golfers can enjoy the fruits of our labor.
Yeah, and I think that you have a fascinating idea. I think before we get into the details of what BoxGroove.com offers, we should talk about the state of the industry and why there's a demand for what you've developed.
Well, there's a couple of challenges going on in the golf space, Fred. You and I talked a little bit about it to begin with. Well, one is it's time. People are so compressed for time now that four and a half hours, to play golf and an hour on either side of it, that's a long day. The other is the seismic shift that's going on in the economy. People just don't have a lot of discretionary dollars anymore to spend.
Right.
That's two of the big changes that we see. And, maybe the third would be, all these other things that young people can get involved in today, whether it's, soccer, youth soccer, ballet for your little girl, or, things that you get involved on the internet. 2 hours later, you're still on Facebook updating your buddies what you're doing. I mean, there's just so many time sinkholes today that 40 years ago weren't there.
And golf courses, private golf courses were thriving.
Yes. I mean, they were thriving then. I mean, again, because they didn't have as much competition for your time and your discretionary dollar.
Right. Right. Do you happen to know the history of private country clubs, private golf courses in the United States or in the world? How long it's been going on, or has it been going on since the beginning of golf?
Well, I'm not a historian, but, obviously, you can look at, in the United States, the triumvirate of golfers, which was Tillinghast, McKinsey, and Donald Ross, were from the turn of the century. So, you know, there's a handful of country clubs from the 1890s. You know, I can think of, you know, St. Joe's Country Club in Kansas, 1896. Tacoma Country Club out here in Tacoma, Washington, not too far from where I reside, 1894. So, you know, you're looking at most private country clubs or golf clubs are, you know, the oldest ones are probably 110, 115 years old. So relatively new and in the world per se.
Right. But then there was probably a not a resurgence, but an insurgence, an explosion of private country clubs. I probably would. And I'm only guessing. I really don't know because country club golf is not my thing. But I would think that after World War II, when leisure time started happening, I think that's really when leisure time started happening, and when automation and factory were starting to get I don't even know what I'm trying to say here. But
yeah, but no, I would absolutely agree with you, Fred. You know, after World War II, there was an explosion, and let's face it, golf courses exploded over the last 50 years to basically amenitize dirt to sell property. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, you saw a lot of golf courses come online, you know, after the last 30 to 40 years to sell real estate. And a lot of times golf courses were made not necessarily because there was demand for golf, but there was demand to sell that lot for $1 million so somebody could build their $2 million dream house.
Right.
You know, and so, you know, we can look at, I mean, you know, let's just talk a little bit about Tiger Woods, phenomenal golfer. And I want to talk about Tiger and golf. You know, Tiger did great things for golf. But on the other hand, you could argue that Tiger hurt golf in this sense. Tiger made it look so easy that I'm a young person who said, I want to pick up golf. Tiger's made it cool. I'm going to go out and drop $1,500 on a new set of Nike and clothes and shoes, and I'm going to go out there and I tee it up. And I get on the tee box, and it's a 465-yard par 4. And I'm thinking I'm going to hit a 300-yard drive with this new Nike driver, right? Well, what happens, Fred? That ball goes about 80 yards out and about 40 yards to the right. This is hard.
Yeah.
Right? And all of a sudden, you get frustrated in this game. What do? You pack it in. You know, and so Tiger makes the game look so easy, but that's just for Tiger, right? All of us, we have to work at our game. And so, you know, that had an interesting phenomenon on golf. So I think the combination of obviously, you know, Tiger Woods drew a lot of people into at least paying attention to golf. That person who never would turn on golf on a Saturday or Sunday because they didn't care about golf. When Tiger was winning tournaments, people tuned in. Not necessarily translated to playing more golf, but people were aware when a Tiger charge was going on. Wouldn't you agree?
Ultimate karma. Oh my gosh. I never even put it together in that sense that, it's backfiring, but it's not only is it now looking like golf is hard for Tiger, life is hard for Tiger. and it's a total flip flop on everything where here you have this young kid coming from Stanford, hitting the ball 300 plus yards, making everything look easy.
Yep.
And it's like, hello, you know, it's none of it's that easy. And people are like struggling left and right, just like Tiger. Wow.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right. That's,
you know,
fascinating.
So it's fascinating. But that's some of the history to what we've seen. And I think there was truly an oversupply, overbuilding of golf courses in the United States.
Oh, there was definitely a glut. There, no question about it.
You know, and so
that's why there's more. No, new courses are not being built. More courses are closing than ever, and that brings us to where we are with you. What's happening to private golf courses?
So private golf courses are you know, struggling like any business today. Whether you're in textiles to high tech, there's less demand for what you're offering, and so if there's less demand, you need to become more creative to increase demand. And, you know, there's a myriad of ways that you can do that, whether it's price to better offerings, to better value, to better programming. And so this was an opportunity, you know, myself as a member of a couple private country clubs, I saw the model wasn't working in the middle of 2008 or was going to be challenged. And, you know, so far I've been, you know, at least right on the economic outlook for the United States, or at least what businesses are struggling with. And so it was an opportunity to take some utilization that wasn't being utilized and let the private country club control that and expose it to what's a greater community than just the physical members inside their four walls.
Now, we have this is a Golf Smarter for members only episode, and I did this specifically because the Golf Smarter members are much more dedicated to the content. They're more dedicated to the game, and I thought they would probably be more receptive to your idea than the vast majority of the normal listeners, the free subscribers to Golf Smarter. So if you can, please explain what BoxGroove.com offers.
Yeah, so what BoxGroove.com offers is it's a community of golfers. So whether you're a country club member or a public golfer or a prospective country club member, you're welcome to join BoxGroove. And when you join BoxGroove, you can join a couple ways. And Fred, you know, I think you have some offers for your members, which you can get into a little bit later that will give them a little bit of a savings on BoxGroove.com. But you're able to join BoxGroove.com for $49 a year as a value membership, or you can join free as a standard member, and we put a little booking charge on your foursome. And now you have the ability to book tee times that you see out there at any of the 180-plus courses that are on our list right now, or you can make a request to play that golf course around your schedule. So let's say you are traveling to the Naples area in Florida. There's about 12 private country clubs within about a 40-minute drive of Naples, Florida. You can make a request for yourself and your three people in your party to go try a new golf course that you normally wouldn't have access to.
And these are private courses that do not let walk-ons happen.
That's correct.
But because of the relationship that they have with BoxGroove, they can go out and play on a private golf course.
That's correct.
A country club golf course.
A country club golf course, you're treated like a member for a day. You can, you know, show up 35 minutes before your tee time. You know, go hit a pyramid of golf balls on the range. You know, enjoy a nice 3 hour and 45 minute leisurely round of golf. Come in afterwards and have lunch in the dining room.
Is there such a thing as a leisurely 3 hour and 45 minute round of golf? If I'm playing in 3:45, we're moving pretty quickly from hole to shot to shot.
Oh, that's my kind of golf, Fred.
Yeah. I played 9 holes yesterday. It took me 3.5 hours. It's like, would you people stop talking? Oh, God.
Or hit the ball, please, and move on.
Yeah,
get
exactly.
off your cell phone.
All right, lesson number one, ready golf.
Yes.
Oh, God. Anyway, yeah. All right, I get distracted easily. So for business travelers, I think this is a phenomenal opportunity. But people who belong to private country clubs, don't they have this type of access to other courses?
Well, sure. I mean, there's always been something for the private country club member that's called traditional reciprocity. Mm-hmm. But it's, you know, it hasn't changed much, and it's very archaic in the way of that you've got to call your golf pro, my golf pro has to call that golf pro will get back to my golf pro 3 days later because he's busy, and then my golf pro will call me 2 days later, and by then I've returned from my trip where I was trying to play. So I hope I'm not going to offend any travel agents out there. But it's sort of like calling your travel agent today to make a plane ticket just to for me to go from Seattle to L.A. I mean, hello, I'm going to jump on the
computer. Yeah, it doesn't work anymore. That model doesn't work. If anybody wants to make an opportunity to go play golf somewhere, they're going to go online, research it out in a few minutes, and have it booked, and right. get back to the people that they're taking out or going to go with and say, hey, we've got it done. Right?
Right. And so what we've done is just empowered the golfer now to make a request, and that golf pro on the other line or on the other end, you know, could say, oh, sure, I want you, or you know what, this isn't going to work. I don't have availability today. You know, I can't take you. So now we're just making it more efficient on the reciprocity side. But if you weren't a member of a country club, you didn't have that access.
Right.
So now we've opened that access up to all golfers, and the golf pro can decide you know, on who's appropriate and who they can accommodate, you know, depending on when the requests are made. So now you're getting more people involved into this thing that used to be only for a small group of people. Because after all, if you need new members, you need to avail your product or your club to other potential new members.
Yeah, I want to get into the details of what's in it for the golf course in a minute, but let's focus on what's in it for the golfer.
Oh, sure.
And right now, I think if you're a business traveler, that doesn't have a lot of time to go to a public course and wait for you know, an opportunity to play, or you're traveling on business and you want to take your client out that you're going to visit, say, hey, listen, let's go out and play golf. I have access to this private course. We can just walk right in and go and get a quick round in. Yeah. That you're going to score some big points with your client and make life easier for yourself.
You just said it, Fred. I mean, you teed it up perfect. I mean, you just hit the 300-yard drive for me. You just said it.
That's,
I mean, what a great opportunity. And we're starting to see that a lot. Matter of fact, I just had a banker here in Seattle buy 10 gift memberships from me.
Wow.
Yeah, because he's gonna give them to some of his clients to thank them for the business. And if you think about this from a business gift, you're top of mind for 12 months with that client who you just gave him a Box Groove membership. Because every time, if they use it three times, they're going to remember three specific times why they're on that golf course. My banker gave me this.
Oh, my gosh. You just gave me a whole different way of looking at this, too, is the gift membership. If you give it to somebody, especially if you take advantage of the Golf Smarter promo codes that you're offering, we'll get into details, but I'll let you know, Golf Smarter members are going to get 25% off this membership, and the normal Golf Smarter listener is going to get 10% off. But Golf Smarter members, you get 25% off, so you can buy. What a great gift to give any one of your clients and let them, you know, play golf if they travel. Wow, what a great idea.
Right, but the neat thing about this, Fred, is imagine if you're an insurance agent. Okay. Giving this to one of your customers who's been with you 10 years. If they use it four times during, 2011, that's four times they're remembering their insurance broker when they're out there playing.
That's
wow.
Huge.
You know what? I mean, Scott Smith just got me out here subliminally. I'm playing this golf course, Dragon Ridge in Vegas. Beautiful Jay Morris design golf course. I'm playing Dragon Ridge because of my insurance agent.
Yeah. When I was writing advertising copy, we would always have to, like, say I would walk into I was working radio stations and we're writing copy for, we'll say, a car dealership, and I would always have to remind the car dealer, it's like, look, my job is not to sell the car, my job is to get them to walk in the door. Once they walk in the door, you have to close the deal. But we would explain that in advertising and radio, the people are not going to immediately respond to the advertisement, but you have to make that advertisement on enough frequency there so that when it's time for them to think about buying a car, your name comes to mind. And this is, you're exactly right. If I were to take advantage of this, I would definitely, someone's going to say to me, how did you get us on this golf course? I'm not a member. You're not a member. How'd you do that? It's because of Box Groove.
Exactly. Yeah. And we could even take that one further. So let's say I got it from my mortgage broker who I just refinanced my house with. And 3 months later, I'm out on the golf course with three buddies. And somebody says, McRubbin, how'd you get us out here? This Tom Doak design golf course, Tumble Creek outside Seattle. Box Group. And, my banker, got this for me as a thank you. And, meanwhile, your buddy's thinking, well, I got to refinance my house, too. So who'd you use? I mean, you see how top of mind subliminally this small little $40 gift can start to pay big dividends for somebody, who's in a sales-oriented business?
Yeah, it didn't even occur to me how it's going to work like that. So even though Golf Smarter members are not necessarily golf pros or belong to country clubs, they do a wide range of activities in their professional lives, and I'm sure that they're going to see. And I know that I have some accountants and stuff. This is a phenomenal gift as we're coming up to the holiday season.
Yeah, I mean, this is the gift that truly keeps on giving, Fred, for your business personals, from your business side.
Oh, my gosh. I didn't even read. All the time we've spent talking, and that's never even occurred to me until I started thinking about the listeners.
I can't share it all with you, Fred. I had to hook you. It took me a year.
but you're thinking about it 24 hours a day, aren't you, McRedman?
Right. I mean, it's my mantra. I've got six great employees who work with me. I call them partners in my business. Our mantra is 18 hours a day, 8 days a week.
You're a taskmaster.
I'm
glad I'm not working for you.
Yeah, well, this industry moves at a glacial pace, unfortunately.
Yeah, so how has the response been in the industry to you doing this? I mean, I could see right now that you're I'm, you know, from a year ago when we first started talking, you've made tremendous strides.
Sure.
You're now in 30 states. I think you were in like four or five when we first started talking.
Yeah, you're right. I think it was about eight states and about 40 golf courses.
You were up in the Northwest and you were in the Midwest.
Yeah.
And maybe a couple in Florida. But now you're in 30 states, over 180 golf courses, and you're growing daily.
You're growing daily. I mean, you know, and so the network takes time to grow. But, you know, obviously you're going to have some listeners, you know, that are listening that, you know, might be, say, in Arkansas or Iowa or Oklahoma where I don't have a course. But, you know, come with us. Come with us for the journey. Jump in, whether it's the standard one or the premium one or the value membership or the standard, whatever's right. But jump on board, because the more golfers we get, the golf courses are going to have to pay attention. Let me use my best English, gonna. They're going to have to pay attention. It's a box group. It's like fishing. You go where the fish are biting. If you're going out and we're coming in, the first thing you're going to say, hey, guys, where were the fish biting? Oh, you know, over in that cove. Well, if I'm a private country club and I need new members or I want some incremental revenue, you're going to go where the golfers are. So, you know, I ask all your listeners to come in, join Box Group. You know, we don't spam you. We don't have advertising on our website. You know, it's all about golf.
There's another course right now.
Exactly. There's another course right now.
Which is 182.
it's quite amazing, you know, the growth we have. But it was tough. I mean, we've got six major state golf associations partnering with us.
Nice.
And every week that goes by, we're picking up momentum. I can tell you last week I had three golf courses and a management company call us. So that's a very good sign a good sign for my company, but it just goes to show you that there's still a lot of pain over the next 3 to 7 years for our industry. And those that change, do a little incremental change, will survive. Those that refuse to change, what Albert Einstein defined the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results, right?
Yes.
You know, so that's the risk that they run. And I think the trend and the data will show us that there's stormy seas ahead for our industry. And you better be prepared and continually to make your product better, or you will look drastically different in 5 years if you're around.
Well, also, you're very open to suggestion and advice. I mean, you don't know of every single private country club out there and what their business model is. But
sure.
If people write to you, if listeners call and say, look, I live in this area and there's five country clubs and they're all struggling, you'll take an email from them and you'll go out and pitch those courses and try to get them on, right?
Absolutely, yeah. When you're in Box Group, if you've got a course to suggest to us that you know you'd like to play or you think that might need our help, but by all means, you know, we'd love to, know that, because we'll get on top of that. And, Fred, I've got another 26 courses that I'm giving demos to Box Groove over the next 14 days. So 200 golf courses. Well, I mean, I did four yesterday. And I've got one tomorrow with a beautiful golf course in Long Island. That's a Troon managed golf course. So we've got, you know, eight Donald Ross designed golf courses, three Tillinghast, Fazio's, Tom Doak's, you know, Art Hills, you name it. But this network's growing, and every week we're adding golfers and we're adding golf courses, and everybody wins when that happens.
Unbelievable. So now let's talk about the guy who. He's a dentist. He doesn't travel for work, right? He's an accountant.
Sure.
He doesn't travel for work.
Sure.
But he would love to play the courses, the private courses that are near him, so he can get quick access, go in and out, and then get back to work. There's advantage for him as well. I mean, then all of a sudden, he's not necessarily a member, but can he play, because he's a Box Groove member, how many times can he go out and play that local private course?
Right. So each course determines that on their own. So one course may let you play you four times in a year. Another golf course may only play you once. But that's only half the equation, Fred, because every Box Groove golfer that joins Box Groove, if you're a country club golfer joining Box Groove, you have the opportunity to post rounds to host people. So there's access through two opportunities, through the golf course that's using our product or through the golfer that joins Box Groove that's a member of a country club, because I belong to a club on South Carolina, for example. I could take three people as my guest to Box Groove. Well, some Box Groove member who's out in California who's traveling to Myrtle Beach for vacation or work could reach out to me. Send me an email through Box Groove. says, "Hi, I'm Fred Green. Here's who I am. I'm the host of Golf Smarter Podcast.
Thank you.
And I'd like to play with you." And I look at your profile. I'm like, "Sure, Freddie, I'd love to host you. Hey, it's $85. You can pay with a credit card at the pro shop. You know, I got a tee time at 2 p.m. for us." So now, so if any of you have used a LinkedIn product for business networking, think of this as a great tool for business networking and developing golf relationships, because that's why we're here. We're golfers. So, you know, a golfer can play through a golfer or through the golf course who's offering a tee time. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so go back to your local dentist who doesn't travel. There could be 5 golf courses in a 50-mile area radius using Box Groove, and there could be 20 other Box Groove members that are members to private clubs, but those private clubs aren't using Box Groove. So that golfer could get an email from the dentist, and maybe I host the dentist. Maybe I'm looking for a new dentist, for crying out loud. Or, you know what? I realize that dentist is a member of the Olympic Club, and I've always wanted to play the Olympic Club, and he wants to play Marine Country Club. Well, now we've just hooked up with each other. And more than likely, if he has a great experience with me up at Marin Country Club, he's going to say, "McRubman, this was great. You know, let's do the Olympic Club next Wednesday if you're available after 3. Well, I'm going to rearrange my schedule for 3 p.m. next Wednesday, right?
Absolutely.
So it's a very powerful, dynamic platform that is always growing.
Oh, 183! The lines are open, folks. They're calling in.
I'm sorry.
This
about
is
that.
Like Jerry Lewis telethon. The phones are ringing. We got operators standing by.
Oh, but you know, I mean, it's a fast changing environment for us, and you know, and that's the power of the network. And you know, we're even talking to full service downtown athletic clubs, to hunting clubs, to tennis clubs, to supper clubs, anything that, you know, can have better yield utilization. Now my community of golfers and just general people can now have access to things they normally didn't have access to.
Now, you're being realistic here. You know that you're not going to be able to get access to every single private golf course.
Sure.
I mean, because you mentioned a minute ago the Olympic Club. Okay, we all know, even if you don't live in California, we all know the Olympic Club is not necessarily going to open their doors to this.
Sure.
Because they don't need to. There
Sure.
are courses in each geographic area, I'm sure, there are private courses that don't need help. But I would have to say, as you talked about early in this conversation, the economy is dictating that most private courses are in a hurting way.
Oh, yes.
And yeah, they are looking for ways to increase their revenue, increase their memberships, and they don't get the internet.
You're right. You're absolutely right. Let's just say there's plus or minus 4,300 private country clubs in the United States. There's that 300 blue blood courses, the Olympic Clubs, the Wingfoots, the Marians. They'll survive. They'll be fine. They won't need Box Group, although if any of you GMs or our golf pros are out there, are members of those clubs, we can welcome them and they can control, you know, who's coming to their door. And we'd love to have a few of those. But everybody else, Fred, that other 3,900 private country clubs, they have to change with this economy. The economy is dictating that they need to change. And if they don't, they won't survive.
Mm-mm.
It's that simple.
Yeah, I mean, we talked recently to Chuck Armish, who's the golf course architect, and he's talking about how, you know, courses are just not being built today, and they're going to have to be built differently in the future because of the demand for just real estate and what you can get for every dollar, for every, you know, square foot you've got to account for. And yeah, golf courses aren't helping that much anymore.
I absolutely agree with you 100% with that comment. It's just it's unfortunate what is happening to our industry from the overbuilding over the last 30 to 40 years. And I've got another fellow architect, Ken Gibson, out of you know, the Kansas area, that will echo the same thing that you know, your fellow mentioned, that Chuck Armish had mentioned. The industry is challenged.
Yeah, no question about it. So let's do a walkthrough, please. If you become walk me through becoming a member to Box Groove, and then we'll talk about what's in it. Again, I really want to know what's in it for the golf course. But more importantly, I want to know what's in it for the Golf Smarter listener.
Sure.
If they want to become a member, they want to go to boxgroove.com and click on Join Now. It's really, congratulations. I think the website has done very well. I think it's very easy to follow here. But let's talk about that. They're interested. They're curious. They want to know more. They want to sign up. Maybe they want to. No, they don't want to necessarily sign for $49. But as a Golf Smarter listener, you get 25% off. So now all of a sudden it's worth doing. But they don't have to pay to join.
No, they don't. Just join. Join as the standard member. It's free. If you're a Facebook user, just click the Facebook Connect, and it'll rapidly accelerate your sign-up process. I mean, sign-up takes Facebook less than 5 minutes. With Facebook, it'll take you 3 minutes.
Okay.
And then you just set up your little profile. You control what data you want to expose to the golf community of Box Groove or what you don't. We have a buddy list feature. And then you just fill out your profile. And I always say, you know, 98% of all of our requests are fulfilled by people that have their profile filled out. So if you want to play golf, just spend 3 to 5 minutes filling out your profile, which, you know, what irons do you use, what ball do you hit, you know, do you like scotch, do you smoke a cigar, where's your favorite travel vacation spot, just that kind of stuff that socially I'd want to know a little bit. Oh, I think I'd have a good time hosting Fred Green at my course in South Carolina.
I'm definitely going to do the Facebook Connect thing. And again, it's a great way, just take a taste. You know,
check it out. Slow.
Start slow. He's encouraging you to start slow.
Start slow, people. I mean, you know, don't pay me your money unless you're sure you're going to use my product. I have a 180-day guarantee, money-back guarantee. I want you to realize that this is real, that you know, this has taken 22 months of building it up. And, you know, we've been live for 16 months. On October 10th, we'll be 16 months live in 181-plus private country clubs. But, you know, start slow. You can always upgrade. You can try it once. You know, spend $19.95 for your foursome, which is the surcharge we put on it, or less than $5 per person to go play a golf course you normally couldn't get on. And if you like it and think, I'm going to use this more, call us, upgrade. We'll credit that first $19.95 charge to your value membership.
But oh, really?
We want you to be happy. I mean, we want you to be happy, because when you use this product, you'll continue to use it. I mean, we tried to price it like an option on the financial market. You know, most options for traders, you know, the option expires and it never is used, but it's been a bet. It's been a hedge. It's been a safety net. And so it might be the same thing. You know, gosh, I want to, you know, join Box Groove, and I may try and play one of these golf courses I've never been able to play, like, Rochester Golf and Country Club in outside Minneapolis, which is a Tillinghast design golf course. You know, you might be in Minneapolis next year. You may not. But for that opportunity to play a beautiful old 100-year country club, it was one pro V1 a month you lost, basically. I'll challenge most of the listeners out here, Fred, that most golfers, if you're playing at least 3 times a month or twice a month, you're going to lose at least one golf ball.
Yeah, and that's why we play Dixon Earth golf balls. Plug for one of our partners.
I absolutely agree with you.
I'm more impressed than ever. I'm just so happy for you that it's making it work. So when you say it's $19.95 to play, it's not just $19.95. That's just a surcharge. So let's talk about what's in it for the golf course. How do they set it up and make it worth their while? Why have you already convinced 181 golf courses to participate in this program? What's in it for them?
Okay, so obviously there's a couple things in it for the golf course. One is incremental revenue. You know, this is classic yield utilization. If any of your listeners are in the airline business, it's all about increasing yield utilization or load capacity in an airline. So it's how do you put more bottoms in seats, or, you know, heads in beds, right? If you're in the hotel business. So it's the national average for unused tee times is like 57% at private country clubs around the United States.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big number.
Mm-hmm.
So imagine if you know, you could just increase your capacity by 1%, which isn't going to inconvenience any of your existing members. You know, so all of a sudden they're not going to have a 4-hour and 45-minute round of golf. It's going to be maybe 3 hours and 46 seconds because they had 3 more strokes this, or 3 hours and 46 minutes because they had 3 more strokes this round of golf than their last round. So there's no impact to the existing membership. Yet at the same time, you know, most of this greens fees going straight to the bottom line because there's no excess overhead to get this extra foursome out on the golf course that none of the members were going to be used. So they get two things, incremental revenue and potentially exposure to a new member. I mean, imagine if you live 15 miles from that club. You might think, this is nice. I didn't realize how nice this was. I'd never played this before. You know, and so, you know, obviously we're a parameter-driven platform. That's a fancy way of saying we've given control to the golf course so they can control how often, who, when, how much. Box Groove does not control the price of the greens fees. Box Groove doesn't change or increase the price of the greens fees. Each course sets that. So I have some courses that are out there for $40 with 18 holes. I have some courses that are $250 for 18 holes. And everything in every price point in between. So we have something for every golfer's budget.
So the golf course says, you know what, I can't give up as many tee times a day as you'd like. Can I just say, look, I'll give up one tee time a day or one tee time a week for Box Groove members?
Absolutely. Each course controls it, Fred. What's right for your course isn't right for a course in Ohio.
Right.
So I mean, there's some courses that put tee times out there every day. There's some courses that don't put any tee times out there. They just want to work on a request basis. And so, matter of fact, most of our golf courses work that way, Fred. So when your listeners, you know, the Golf Smarter podcast listener comes out to Box Groove, don't be concerned that you don't see a lot of tee times out there. They want to take your request, you know, and so you could, be respectful of the lead time. You know, don't submit a request at 11:30 at night Pacific Standard Time to play golf at, you know, 9:30 the next morning, because, you know, that golf pro and GM and assistant who monitor it are home sleeping. You know, it's just not going to, you know, they're just not going to come in at 7 in the morning and realize, oh, gosh, 9:30, somebody wants to be here. So we ask that you sort of plan like 24 to 48 hours in advance to make your request. But on short notice, you can call our customer service line. You can put a request to see, you know, that maybe the golf pro is paying attention and can see the request and can honor that. Or you can call our 888 number and we'll try. I mean, I had a customer today. This is classic. Driving through New Jersey, wanted to play one of our golf courses around 2:30, and it was 12:30. He didn't have access to the computer. He asked if we could make a phone call for him. And he had one client that he wanted to take. No problem at all. And the course was able to accommodate it. So, you know, just because you don't see a tee time doesn't mean tee times aren't out there. Maybe what you see, what you don't see is because they have certain parameters around it. Maybe they want somebody from out of state and you're in state. So in that case, you're going to make a request. So, you know, just because you don't see something doesn't mean that you don't have the opportunity. They just may want to take a request. And so you just submit a quick request, you know, and our request functionality is pretty easy. And you can submit it to multiple courses at once to ensure that you can play on the day that you want to play.
And the golf course is not just dictating the price that they're going to charge for that round of golf. They can dictate all kinds of things, like how long you generally take to play, what your handicap is, whether you smoke cigars or not. I mean, they can really be very specific on what they dictate on who they're going to allow as a BoxGroove.com customer to enter their gates.
Exactly. And that's what I said a little bit earlier. The better your profile is, the better chance you're increasing that you can access their facility. Because, you know, we're a member for a day. We're visiting their house. We need to be respectful of their environment. And, you know, and you know, we understand that the country club environment.
183, 184. Lines are open.
Environment isn't for everybody. But, you know, I may just want to try this golf course. And I'll be respectful for 4 hours, and then I can go back to, you know, doing how I like to, you know, do my life. And that's fine. That's all that we ask, is that our members are respectful of the private country club environment. And, you know, everybody's happy then. So, but those are the controls we've given to the country club, because if we didn't do that, they wouldn't do this.
Well, business is great, isn't it, Fred McRedmond?
Yeah. I mean, I love it. So
I'm telling you, we've done over 250 some odd episodes of the Golf Smarter podcast, and I cannot remember. I mean, I remember somebody like, hang on a second, Fred, let me turn the phone off. You know, a phone call coming in when I'm having one of these 30-minute conversations. Never has the phone rang this much, and it would be with for you. I mean, I hope it's a reflection of how fast your business is growing.
Yeah, you know, Fred, I appreciate it. I'm sort of chuckling because I see him. You know, there's days when my Skype account's ringing, my cell phone's ringing, and my landline's ringing, and that's a good thing. But you know, you have to work tremendously hard to change, you know, an industry that hasn't changed much, and quite frankly, hadn't seen such a dynamic platform as mine, as what we developed, come out. I mean, there have been
resistant to change.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, they're very resistant to change, and they didn't have to change for a while, and that's fine. But we talked about it earlier, right? The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. I mean, you can keep plugging away and do what worked for you in 2003 when you were selling memberships for $50,000. Try that. Keep trying that strategy in 2010.
Yeah.
Or 2011. Let's see if you're around in 2013 or 14. And if you are, excellent. You know, kudos, my hat's off. You know, you guys have certainly got a great team in place and a great marketing strategy for your club. But, you know, that may not work for the country club outside Columbus, Ohio, 50 miles.
And we're not saying that Box Groove is going to keep these country clubs open, but it's a way of getting new meat through the gate.
That's exactly it. I mean, I would love to say, Fred, I can tell ABC Country Club, I'm going to drive $5,000 to your bottom line every month and five new members. But I'm realistic to the beginning. I'm building a network. I mean, when we get up to 100,000 golfers and 1,500 country clubs around the world, some of those country clubs will see a big benefit. But, you know, right now, this product never costs the private club anything out of pocket to use. You know, they're in control. It's a win-win-win for everybody. The country club's happy. The country club's members happy, like me, because my assessments and dues don't go up. And the prospective country club golfers happy because they have the ability to try a course that they normally didn't have access to.
Plus the fact that somebody's going to come in, they've never played this course before, they're now playing on a private course, whether they're local or they're traveling, they're going to go in and maybe if they're in town for an extra day, you know, check out their golf pro. They'll go into the pro shop and buy a hat or, you know, buy something. They're going to spend extra money that is not part of what Box Groove offers, but there could be extra incremental dollars coming in with every person that plays, especially at the bar. You know,
you're right, Fred, there's six or seven cash registers that have to ring every day at a private country club. You've got greens fees. You've got the pro shop. You got food and beverage. You have betting. You have banquet and wedding facilities. you could have the spa. There are many cash registers that have to ring every day. And you just said it. You know, our members are going to ring maybe two or three other cash registers while they're there. Somebody may want to have lunch. Somebody may go in and have some drinks. Somebody may buy a cap and shirt from, a golf course that they just want to remember. You know, oh, wow, that was fun playing this golf course in, 2010 when I was in Naples.
Oh, no. Come on. You know as well as I do. It's not that they want to remember it. They want to show it off.
Oh, you're right. You're right.
I'll remember courses, but yeah. The courses that I want to let other people know I've played, that it's like, you've played that course?
That's right.
How'd you do that? Right. Oh, I'm a member of Box Groove. Thank you.
That's right.
Actually, it was a gift from my dentist. And from my accountant. Sorry about that. Wow. I just think that it's a really, I don't spend a lot of time on websites with this show. As a matter of fact, I don't know if I've spent any time on different websites on this show. And I recently received an email from a listener in the UK who said, Fred, I think that you've gotten too US centric on this show. And I'm like, really? I never was global centric ever. I mean, I just have conversations. It's fascinating to me. But you mentioned currently you're just in the United States,
That's correct.
you have plans to conquer the world, don't you?
We would like to. Yeah, I mean, our plans are to roll this out around the world. I mean, any private country club can join Box Groove, and we welcome. I mean, if you know a club, if you're a country club member and you're listening to this podcast, please encourage you want a healthy country club. You don't want your dues to continually go up and to get an assessment because the club hasn't, been properly utilized. We can help them utilize the capacity a little bit better, yet still have control and still keep your club, you know how you like it. You can have a 3 hour and 45 minute leisurely round of golf, Fred. But now you can also get exposure to potential new members. And, you know, we hope to be in Canada. I'm talking to a couple courses in Canada. And then obviously, you know, we'd love to roll out to Europe and around the other, you know, areas of the world.
I'm not even going to spend any time at all asking you, box groove, where the hell did you come up with that? Because probably somebody said the same thing about Google. So we won't even,
we won't even do that. No, we're going to touch on it for 30 seconds.
Okay.
So box groove.
Box groove, where the hell did you come up with that?
Yeah, well, so a couple things why we came up with that. We didn't want golf in the name of our company because if you're a hunter and your passion is hunting and you want to go to a community that has hunters or an opportunity to go to a private hunting club, why would you go to a golf site?
Okay.
And then the other thing is, if you remember all the controversy around the square grooves with the wedges,
of course,
right, which were outlawed in, you know, December 31st, 2009 for the tour, except for the ping controversy that Bill brought up, you know, so another word for square grooves was box.
Okay.
So the square grooves, what did it do? It gave the good golfers, not you and I, too much control, right? They could spin their wedges from anywhere. It was a clever play on the name that now we're giving control back to the golfer.
Oh, that's right? A stretch, McRedmond.
Yeah, I know.
That's
I know.
A real. Now you're really pushing the limits here, buddy.
Okay, but that's how we came up with Box Group. and you know, we're in front of Callaway whenever we're a sponsor, so that's a good thing.
Oh, okay. All right, that's good. And your logo is actually, at first it looks like two golf clubs that are kind of having sex, but the yeah, you know, and it looks like the logo looks like 69, but it why am I even going there? But it's it's a B and a G, isn't it? It's box groove. It's a B and a G. Oh, I got it.
B and a G, and it's a box that's tilted to the side.
Oh, well, you see, now you're definitely going to generate some traffic to the website.
Yeah.
Let's just make it rated X and everyone will show up.
we tried to make it clever, but
get the name boxgroove.xxx.
Yeah. And those are for X'd out golf balls, right?
No. the triple X domain.
It's a neat name. We've had fun. It's been fun.
And you know, you have it in bright red letters right here on the website, just screaming out at you. I just love it. Play where you want, when you want, and with whom you want.
Yeah, it's simple. It's 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah, it's really good, man. It's really good. So, again, whether you want to use it for yourself, whether you want to give it for a gift, whether you just want to try it out for free first, it's your opportunity to do it. Highly recommend. It's really a great idea. It's growing fast. It's going to catch on. And if you have golf courses in your area or you know of private courses, let McRedmond know about this. I'm just so happy for you, man, and I'm rooting for you all the way. Boxgroove.com, BOXGROOVE, and soon to conquer the world, McRedmond, Genghis Khan, Morelli.
You know, Fred, I mean, you know, this has been wonderful. You've been very gracious to our company along the journey, and, you know, I just want to welcome your members, and, you know, again, hopefully you'll even come and join as a standard member. The more golfers we get, we can get more golf courses, and then we're all happy.
Yeah, great. Check it out for free. Sign up. Pay for it. Use your Golf Smarter discount. Now, let's tell them. For Golf Smarter members, if you go to sign up, when you time to fill in the promo code, and not the payment code, right?
It's the promo code on the payment screen. Not
on the payment screen.
Not the code on the very first screen.
Right. Okay, so in the promo code, put in GS member. You've heard it before, GS member. You can make it one word or put GS space member. It's not case sensitive, and you will get 25% off of the $49. Now, let me ask you, McRedmond, I'm going to put you on the spot here. If I'm buying gifts for my clients, can I use the GS member multiple times and so I can get discount every single time I purchase it?
Absolutely.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. Not only that, so if you're buying it as a gift, we'll also give you a sleeve of golf balls logoed with the Box Groove logo. And we'll also give you a very nice...
With that dirty little 69 logo on there?
With that great logo. And they're Titleist golf balls. And we'll also give you a very nice gift certificate. And that comes with the sleeve of golf balls. We can drop ship that to your client for you if you would like. Or we can mail it to you and you can give it to them personally.
Gift certificate for what?
Well, so they can access their membership then, right? Because because they're going to need to put in their password and their email account and all of that. So it's a really nice gift certificate that comes with the sleeve of golf balls. And it has their gift code, right? And so that's why they'll have a gift code so they can activate their membership. And on that gift code, you can put a nice little 250-character message, you know, to your client, to your relative, to your friend, happy birthday. I thought you would enjoy this, you know, for the holidays coming up, whatever it may be, Hanukkah, Christmas.
Yeah, I mean, right now it's interesting. This is a 12-month membership, the $49, yes. 25% off for Golf Smarter members using GS member as the promo code. It's a 12-month membership. So for those people right now, it's like, hey, what are we doing? We're getting into fall here. My golf course is going to be closing down any minute. I'm going to be done for 4 months. Why should I sign up now?
You're right, Fred. It's a rolling 12 months. You're going to have a winter or a fall season somewhere in your 12-month calendar. So, you know, jump in now and use it when you travel. The more golfers we get, you're going to get golf courses. I mean, I've had some golf courses that finally said, okay, you're over 2,000 golfers, we're in now. And you know, we've always said all along to these golf courses, you know, we need the golf courses first because you can't expect a golfer to want to pay money to join something when there's not a golf course within 5 hours of them.
Mm-hmm. And you have, you have well over 2,000 golfers that have signed up.
Yep.
And you've, according to your website here, you have booked over 26,000 tee times.
Well, yeah, there's been 26,000 tee times on Box Groove.
Wow. Yeah. That's phenomenal traffic, man.
You know, and so you know, and just to you know, it's a great social network. You can meet people on our site. I mean, it could evolve, and maybe you'll find your next life partner on Box Groove. I mean, it is a social-based platform.
Okay, now you're pushing your luck here, buddy.
I know, but you know, we're social creatures, though. Right?
That's why we play golf.
That's why we play golf. I mean, that's exactly it. You know, and so somebody said the other day to me, why would a country club golfer post a tee time to host people on Box Groove? And so, you know, I said three reasons, Fred.
I bet
why
you had an answer.
Imagine that, huh? If I haven't heard it all, right? So I said, well, one is social. This is the greatest social game on the world, and why do you think people join private country clubs? For the social relationships. The second is business. So, you know, to dovetail into our business networking that I was talking about, how you could use this for a gift. Well, what happens if you're an accountant and you're a member of Marin Country Club? Well, imagine if you posted a tee time that said, I'm looking for three golfers with a 20 handicap and less. And all of a sudden, one golfer in Marin area, you know, books that and brings two of his buddies. Well, I have three people now for 4 hours or 3 hours and 50 minutes on the golf course, and I'm an accountant. You don't think I'm going to figure out if one of those could be my client one day?
Mm-hmm.
And then the third reason is reciprocity, which I touched on. I mean, you're a member of Marin, and I want to play, you know, Richmond Country Club. You know, and a Richmond Country Club member, you know, books my round that I posted. And I mean, hopefully he shakes or she shakes my hand and says, look, this was great. Let's go over to Richmond. So there's three ways of big-time social interaction, and, you know, after all, what's all the rage today? LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, Golf Smarter podcast, you name it.
Yeah. And these golf courses that McRedmond has been mentioning in my area, he's not making them up. They're just tips that I gave him for courses that I know are struggling. They are not signed up yet, but he's going to work on them.
I'll work on them, and, you know, they'll get a message or follow-up from me today. I can guarantee you that, Fred. I mean, I make hundreds of phone calls every day and amongst everything else that we're doing, and so do my golf pros, and it's exciting.
It is exciting. I love new ideas. I love entrepreneurialism, obviously. And I think he's got something that could actually work for a lot of people, and I hope that you're one of them. Hey, you know, and I would love to hear your thoughts on this concept. As we discussed in the interview, McRedmond and I have been speaking for over a year, and frankly, I told him that when he gets more than three states involved, I'd be happy to feature him on the podcast so that we can broaden it out to the entire audience. But I was actually blown away and happy for him of how quickly courses around the United States have been adopting his program. Hopefully, it'll go internationally soon and everyone can take advantage of it. If you see the value or just want to check it out, sign up at boxgroove.com, and as a Golf Smarter member, you'll receive 25% discount off of the annual membership. Now, check out the show notes on this audio file or click on the ad for Box Groove at golfsmarter.com. And remember, you don't have to pay to sign up. You can sign up for free, and when you go and use a course, you'll be charged a surcharge, but he'll apply that to your membership once you do join up. I think he's great. I hope you enjoyed last week's conversation with Tony Manzoni about the single pivot swing and shot watch. A couple of you have written to me asking to hear more about the details of the single pivot swing and are baffled by the lack of a website for this thing. Hey, he's a college, you know, I mean, he's an old school guy. He doesn't get the website idea, but, you know, what could I do? In the blog post for that episode, I have linked a couple of articles that I found written about Tony. So go check out last episode's blog post at golfsmarter.com. He did seem a little evasive about providing more information on his theories. I tried to get it out of him, but it wasn't going anywhere. So maybe I'll try to get him back on the show and see if he can elaborate more, because you want to hear more. Just a reminder that as a Golf Smarter member, you are eligible to enter twice to win a shot watch. Go to golfsmarter.com and click on contest to enter and win the shot watch. Shot watch helps you monitor your swing speed, grip pressure, and keeps track of your best swing so that you can truly understand what a great swing feels like. Normally $200, Golf Smarter members can pick one up for only $160. That's a great discount. As usual, the checkout code is GSMEMBER for your discount. Click on the ShotWatch ad at golfsmarter.com and learn more about the product. Next week, we'll give one away to a Golf Smarter member, and then on November 9th, we'll pick a random winner from all the entries we're receiving, but you must enter at golfsmarter.com, deadline for entry, November 5, 2010. Now, if you've been following the first round of the baseball playoffs, you can see why we referred to our 2010 San Francisco Giants as torture. Congratulations, Los Gigantes, and let's hope you can score some runs against the Phillies. Each week we close the show with six words on golf. If you would like to share your passion and can summarize it in six words, please send it in and you'll get full credit. Appropriate to the benefits provided by the Shot Watch, today's six words were uttered by my old friend Greg Morrell of Oakland, California last weekend after he scored one of only two pars for the day when we played at Greenhorn Creek in Angels Camp, California. Of course, he didn't even realize that he said six great words and was wondering why I was counting on my fingers after he said, "Good shots, keep me coming back." If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions, you know I'd love to hear from you. Please click on the Hey Fred button at golfsmarter.com.
Smarterpodcasts.com. Delivering sound advice.